The new exhibit, the first ever on Frida Kahlo in the Arkansas Arts Center's history, is coordinated down to the color of its walls. The bright blue visitors see when first entering the gallery are influenced by Kahlo's past.
We were very much inspired by the bright colors of Mexico, and specifically those that Kahlo used in her home named La Casa Azul. So the title wall is that vibrant blue color of La Casa Azul.
That's Chief Curator for the Arkansas Arts Center, Brian Lang. The exhibit, created specifically for the center, consists of nearly 65 photos of Kahlo spanning throughout her lifetime. The center worked with the New York gallery Throckmorton Fine Art, which specializes in Latin photography. While painted self-portraits are mainly what comes to mind with Kahlo, Lang feels the medium of photography also captures who the artist was.
From a young age, Kahlo was quite conscious of how she presented herself as a young woman and later as an artist. And visitors really get to see that, how she played a role in presenting herself through photography.
The photographs not only range in when they were taken, but also who was taking them. The very first photograph visitors can see is one taken by Kahlo's father, Guillermo Kahlo. Lang says Guillermo Kahlo's profession as a photographer influenced Frida Kahlo in how she saw herself and in her art.
She said she was the subject that she knew best, which was largely why she focused on self-portraits. She did about 200 paintings over the course of her career, 85 of which are self-portraits.
In addition to the photographs, the exhibition also features the Diego Rivera piece Dos Mujeres, a cubism piece by Kahlo's husband that's a part of the center's existing collection.
We wanted this portrait to be on view up until we close for renovations later this year. And we created an adjacent space to the Kahlo exhibition to give additional context to that photographic exhibition.
Ultimately, Lang wants visitors to leave the exhibition with a deeper understanding of Kahlo, among other things.
To have an additional understanding of diverse cultures and perhaps appreciation for the photographic medium and its power to portray subjects.
Photographing Frida, Portraits of Frida Kahlo, is open at the Arkansas Center until April 14th. For KUAR News, I'm Sarah Kellogg.